Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Joe DeCamera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. 2:30 Tupac, 5:30 Creed.
That's that Me Against the World album, man.
That's the one.
Yeah, yesterday was Lord Knows. That's the Me Against the World album, man.
I'm about to check out Me Against the World.
Yeah, man. It's his best one.
This is like, you know.
Yes.
It's got a little
melody
to it.
In there, yeah.
I like when he starts rapping fast, too. It really, you know. He starts spitting, you know what I mean? Like Busta, right?
There it is.
All right.
There
Twister.
There it is.
Oh, you added that.
The Twitter question
get
is...
Get your boys, Spike.
Get them. They're not my boys. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers with locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. There's a Mark's Jewelers minutes from everywhere. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Should the Eagles have traded A.J. Brown? 78.9% say no.
No, yeah.
21.1% say yes.
But this offseason.
Well, my point being, if this bothers you, like you should be mad at the Eagles because you should have known this was going to happen. Of course it was going to happen. We all knew it was going to happen. He projected that it was going to happen. It's always happened. To bet that it's not going to happen. If you didn't want this to happen, they should have just traded with him. Don't be mad at him. Be mad at the Eagles. Elliot Shore Parks joins us. What's up, Elliot?
What up? How you guys doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Always, you know, always fun talking to AJ.
Yeah.
It was a fun press conference, too.
Yeah. Yes. We'll get to
that.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah.
What do you think of his, you've heard all the clips from his Twitch stream with the janky Rondo?
Well, apparently my new competition for Insider of the Year, I would think, too.
Yeah. We're helping out janky Rondo.
Yeah. Yep. I think, you know, my ranking's going to take a hit to janky Rondo.
Well, janky
for
Rondo
multiple reasons.
Is being considered.
Oh, I'm sure for multiple reasons. I'm sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that with AJ, I would say that it's no surprise that this happened. It's a surprise how it happened. I wouldn't have predicted 1:30 in the morning on a Twitch for like the next time. But we all just have to accept AJ wants the ball when it's supposed to come his way. He's not backing down from this. He's not going to, I think, be quiet about it. But I think he's felt this way for a really long time. I think right now it has crescendoed to a point where no matter whatever AJ says right now is going to be looked at and scrutinized and broken down to like the nth degree, right? I thought what he said last night is actually true. It's not been a good year for him professionally. It just hasn't been. He's not getting the ball. He's been hurt. There's been trade rumors. Every time he talks, it's a big deal. So he's right. It's not been a good year professionally for him. He's also right that if he's on fantasy, you probably should trade him because he's not going to put up big numbers the rest of the year. If it's been this way for 9 games, I don't think it's going to change the rest of the way. There might be times where he does, but if the defense prioritizes taking him away in the passing game, Devontae is going to keep getting the ball. That's what's going to happen. So to me, it is a distraction in the way that Nick's going to be asked about it. Jalen's going to be asked about it. Devontae will probably be asked about it. AJ might not even talk today because it's like such a distraction. Who knows? But they've been dealing with this for a long time. I think they can win with AJ. I don't think they have to trade AJ. It just is, this is what it's going to be. But maybe this just is what it is when you have a receiver like AJ.
I don't know. I don't see this coming out of winning teams.
The Eagles are a winning team.
No, aside from the Eagles.
Yeah.
Aside from the Eagles, I don't see it coming out of winning teams. I really don't.
I'm trying to think of what other winning team has a receiver as good as AJ, though.
Well, forget about as good as. Let's take, because AJ's got,
or in that class.
Well, like, AJ's got 30 catches this year. So as good as is nice. Catching the ball is nicer.
So can I push back on that a little bit? Like, I agree with you. His production is obviously not good. This is what it's all about. They have to get him the ball more. They're doing a poor job getting the ball. But I do think he is still helping the team in the way that, like, that Devontae touchdown, he pulls the safety, and so Devontae's. And but the reason I'm making it is he is still a very helpful part of the team.
I'm not saying he's not.
No, I know you're not. Yeah, but yeah. I don't think his numbers are indicative of how important he is to the Eagles.
That's the only point I'm making.
But we don't see
we don't see T. Higgins outperforming Jamar Chase because Jamar Chase gets so much attention that T. Higgins gets all the touches, right? Like,
yeah, I think Jamar Chase and Joe Burrow are better at throwing the ball. Joe Burrow hasn't been
in there this year.
Yeah, it's Joe Flacco.
Yeah, I'm talking big picture, but yes, you are correct. Yeah.
But the other point is, like, a top receiver on a good team. I don't see a top receiver on a good team doing this. I agree with that. What he said is true.
Mm-hmm.
And I also agree that it's possible it doesn't derail anything. But I also agree that, like, if you want to win the Super Bowl, adding this is, like, unfair to your teammates. It's unfair to your coach. He knows what's going to happen.
So,
you know,
the only thing that I push back, because I agree with a lot of what you're saying, too, but the thing I push back on internally is they have won the Super Bowl exactly like this. I don't think it is probably 20% worse than it normally is, right? Because I think it's heightened and everything. But AJ being upset about not getting the ball is not a new thing. This happened last year as well. Remember the passing game comment? And they went and won the Super Bowl. And, like, Devontae wants the ball. Dallas wants the ball. Saquon wants the ball. The difference is AJ's bad at hiding it. But I think all the players feel the same way. He's just the worst at hiding it.
Sure, but
all the players feel what way?
I think all the players, like, I think Devontae probably not. Now, this year he's getting the ball a ton. But I think both AJ and Devontae over the past year and a half have not gotten the ball as much as they want. Dallas Goedert, I don't think, has gotten the ball as much as he
wants. Ball as much as they want. They want a championship. There's multiple mouths to feed on that side of the ball. So if one of them gets the ball as much as they want, the other ones clearly can't get the ball as much as they want.
Right, I agree. But I'm saying I think individually they all want the ball more. That's what it is to be a receiver and a skill player. You want the ball.
But it's more than that. It's not about wanting the ball. It's handling not getting the ball.
This isn't about wanting the ball. I agree with you.
AJ is handling not getting the ball.
Yeah.
So when we talk about all the other players, when they don't get the ball, they don't handle not getting the ball this way. Let's not twist this into something that AJ just wants to compete and he just wants the ball.
No, that's not what I'm doing.
But it feels that way. It feels that way because they all want the ball, and it's really about when you don't get the ball, how do you handle it? And the team is winning. How do you handle it? That's what this is about. Devontae came out as a top 10 pick and a Heisman Trophy winner that was here before AJ. Devontae has gracefully accepted the role of being the quote unquote number two guy, even though he's drafted in a slot where number one guys get drafted. That's where he got drafted, in a slot where number one receivers get drafted. He's gracefully accepted his role as the quote unquote number two guy all these years and has never complained about it. Never complained about it. So Dallas Goedert, who was going into free agency, wants a big contract playing with these guys. He's not getting the ball as much.
Mm-hmm.
Never complain about it. Saquon Barkley, offensive line not doing a great job blocking for him this year. Don't hear him saying anything about the offensive line. I don't hear him complaining. See, all the other guys are about, we're working to get this thing fixed. Everybody's pushing and pulling in the same direction. Team-oriented stuff. That's what this is about. This is about one guy who seemingly is about individual stats versus the team success. Let's stop tiptoeing and sugarcoating this thing by bringing other guys into this. Because everybody else on the team isn't handling this the same way.
So I feel... That's what I said. You just said it more eloquently. I think they all want the ball. AJ handles it the worst.
Okay.
And AJ brings it upon himself. The point I'm making is I think AJ handles it poorly, But I think Devontae, Dallas, and Saquon probably feel a lot of the same way AJ feels.
How could Devontae feel the same way AJ feels?
Because last year, because it's exactly your point. Devontae was drafted at the top 10 pick. He's paid like kind of a number one receiver. But he's not in the top 100. He's never near in the league in the top of targets. He probably feels internally he should be getting the ball more than he is, just like AJ does. Saquon has no right to feel that way, obviously, because he got a ton of touches. Dallas Goedert was basically almost traded because he wasn't touching the ball as much, and now he is getting it more. So I'm not saying that
Dallas Goedert doesn't get the ball that often,
right? But what I'm saying, I think they all feel the way AJ feels. AJ just lets it be known. That's the difference, and that's the flaw that AJ is doing.
I think you guys are agreeing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think we agree. No.
I don't agree. Oh. Because I don't agree that the other guys have the same emotional feelings that A.J. Brown has right now. That's what it sounds like Elliot is saying. That's different than saying everybody wants the ball.
Okay, all right,
A.J. feels slighted because he's not getting the ball and he's offended by it. You're telling me everybody else feels that way too?
So maybe not to the degree A.J. does?
Right. I think it's unfair to them to try to throw them in there in that same boat and say they feel the same way.
But I also think it's unfair that AJ sometimes gets painted as the only one that feels this way.
Well, it's not about him feeling that way. He's the only one who voices it and expresses
it. That's what I'm saying. Correct.
But that's why this circumstance is the way that it is around him. Right. Because if Saquon were to have had this type of feeling and said this, do you think it would not be a story?
Oh, it'd be a way bigger story, I think.
Well, exactly. But I'm saying, though, he's coming off 2,000 yards rushing.
Right.
And should have been the MVP last year. So if he said that, it would be a story. My point is that they are handling this with a team-first mindset.
I agree.
And I don't think that's what AJ is doing. That's the point that I'm making. Yeah, I think
understand.
It's unfair to them to say that they all feel the same way, and I don't think they all feel that same way.
Right.
Yes, I understand.
You see what I'm saying now?
Yes, I understand the difference in what you're saying. All right, 215-592-9494. Jack, what do you have to talk about?
No, come on, man. We got to get game day ready with Miller Lite and Jameson Irish Whiskey.
Is that Philly Formation?
Yeah, everyone calls it that.
Yeah.
All season long, you can register at bars and restaurants across the area for the Philly Formation Contest. You're shot at some incredible prizes. A Birds game experience with Brent Celek. A game day party at your house hosted by me. We'll talk about A.J. Brown. Two Weber Grills from National Appliance Warehouse. Plus, gift cards from Acme Markets and fine wine and good spirits. And don't forget to enjoy the Philly Formation drink features every Birds game day. Stop by Barnaby's in Havertown for the $10 Miller Lite and Jameson shot special with their Barnaby's cheesesteak. Or visit Stinger's Waterfront in Ridley Park for their $10 special with their famous Stinger's fries.
Delco.
Yeah. Stinger's Waterfront in Delco.
Yeah, cuz.
That's Barnaby's in Havertown and Stinger's Waterfront in Ridley Park. The place to be for every Birds game with Miller Lite and Jameson. For contest rules and details, visit 94WIP.com. Must be 21 or older. And as always, celebrate responsibly.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Shutter Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Just my last point on this, because I want to talk about the press conference, because I think that was good too. You said they can win a Super Bowl because they did win a Super Bowl with it like this. I don't know that they can, for sure. And they've shown that while this happens, they can. But to think that you succeed with a bad situation in one way and then you can repeat and do it again is like, if you're driving your car and you get to zero on your gas and you get home anyway, you get 10 miles left on fumes and you're like, I could do this every time. I can guarantee you if you keep trying to do it that way.
Well, it's like saying they could win the Super Bowl with a backup quarterback again because they did it before.
Right.
And I don't agree with that. Like, I get your point.
Yeah.
I just think I personally believe the AJ situation is a lot more manageable than maybe it feels to the broader public. Yeah. I think they can handle it. I think they're
and they
going
think so too.
Yeah, there are going to be times really? Where things like this happen. Right now, it's super heightened. So every time he does it, and he should stop doing it, it feels like a bigger and bigger deal. But I don't think this is a like a TO situation or something where it will derail them. I think they can be very successful with this exact current version of AJ. That's the point I'm making.
Sure,
sure.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. And that current, this current version of AJ is not the featured receiver in the offense.
Agreed.
But as long as everybody understands, I mean, listen, the other guy is playing as the number one wide receiver.
Can I ask you a question though?
Sure.
If more plays are called for AJ and the defense is paying attention, I'm asking if more plays are called for AJ and the defense pays more attention to AJ, but the number two has more numbers, does that make him the number one? Like, I do think AJ is still the top priority in the passing game.
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
All right. And here's why I tell you it does. The number one receivers get more attention every week, every year.
On every team. Yeah.
Yeah.
They still get their numbers.
Agreed. Yeah. They have to do a better job getting the ball to AJ. I agree with you.
Okay. Let me ask you this. Do we want Jalen to force the ball to AJ?
No.
Okay. That's all I want to know.
Yeah.
So do we not trust that the quarterback is seeing something that we aren't seeing and he's not going to put the ball in harm's way?
I don't think Jalen's going to put the ball in harm's way.
See, what we do is that we automatically go to it's the quarterback. That's not getting, I'm not saying this is what you're doing. I'm just saying the perception is that it's everyone else but AJ.
Yeah, right? I think AJ could play better.
When people talk about physical talent and getting open and number one wide receiver and all those type of things, well, I don't know. AJ was the number one wide receiver since he's been here. Didn't stop him from getting yards all the other years.
Mm-hmm.
He was getting the same attention, right? All the other years. Didn't stop him. So I'm just wondering, are we missing what is right in front of us that whether, I don't know, is he the same player? Unless you want to tell me the quarterback is deliberately not throwing him the ball. It doesn't make sense.
Like, I agree.
It doesn't make sense. He's not going to not give him the ball at the expense of losing.
Yeah.
When he's the one who's going to ultimately be blamed when the team loses. Speaking of the quarterback, I'm saying.
Yeah, I agree.
So if AJ is there, and this, he's going to get AJ the ball.
It's certainly possible. He is just not playing that well.
That's all I'm saying.
The last thing for the press conference.
The team is not going to say that, and I don't expect them to. They're going to always show the most confidence that they have in AJ.
Yeah.
My point is that why is it so much harder this year than it's been other years?
I think if they trade AJ in the offseason, a large part of it will be because they don't feel he's as effective as a player as he used to be. And part of it will be the off-the-field stuff. But if he was Ja'Marr Chase or Justin Jefferson doing these exact same twitches, he would not be traded. So I think if they move him, it will be because of an internal feeling he's not the same guy on the field. That would be my guess.
And that's all. I'm not saying that's what it is, but we act like that isn't a possibility or something.
Right.
Like, we look forward to blame everybody else. And I'm like, well, he's been the number one guy. He's been getting double coverage. Jalen forced him the ball in years past. He got numbers. Like, I don't know how to explain why he's not getting the ball.
Well, yeah, because if the job of the number one wide receiver was just to let the number two wide receiver get the most catches.
They would never be the number one wide receiver.
And it would be that way everywhere.
I agree with you. I agree with you.
Yeah. You know, so, all right. So, real quick, on the Sirianni press conference.
Maybe the most tense press conference I've been to under Nick.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
To watch.
It was awesome.
It was awkward to be here.
Yeah.
So, yeah, sure.
Before we get to, because a lot of it was about the fourth down play, the decision to not punt, which he didn't even acknowledge in the game after. He was talking about a field goal. I want to get this before we get to the press conference. You tweeted last night, here is what happened on the fourth down play.
Yes.
Sirianni decided to go for it. A play was called. They were always going to go for it. They weren't going to try to get them to jump off sides or anything like that. Once the play is called, the routes that are run are based off the coverage they see. Hurts, AJ, etc., adjust based on what they see. On that play, either Hurts or AJ both saw coverage that made them want to throw it deep, so they went deep. This isn't changing the play or even really calling it audible. It's running the play as called and using adjustments set up within the play based on coverage.
Yes.
So before Nick Sirianni said essentially that thing this morning and during the press conference, you tweeted that.
Correct.
My question was that your opinion or was that informed?
That was informed speculation. Not even speculation. That is what happened.
Okay. All right.
Right. In your opinion or?
No, that is what happened.
Well, I understand.
Yes, it is informed. I was told that's what happens.
Okay,
that's what you
want
to hear. Yes, that's what.
No, well, we want to give you credit.
No, like, okay. I appreciate
you.
Trust me.
We're not getting on. This is a team.
I'm sure I need the credit. I haven't been listening to the power rankings because I know I'm not doing well.
You're
but
doing
I'm sure.
Fine.
It's all right.
Yeah. Now tell me again what happened.
Well, it's the whole thing.
Yeah, so, it's a long tweet.
Okay, so.
Let me go read the tweet.
That's why you pay for Twitter extra.
Some people were guessing.
Twitter Plus.
Yeah. Some people were guessing that maybe they were going to spike the ball, and Jalen and AJ decided to go against that and
they were
throw
not
it.
Going to do that.
Yeah, so Elliot says that is not the case. There was also speculation that Jalen and AJ changed the play. Elliot is saying that is not what happened. He went up there. They saw the coverages. They decided that was the right thing, and that's what they did. That's what you're saying.
You're buying that. You believe that?
I 100% believe that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. There we go. Well, there
why did Devontae say what he said?
Because I think what Devontae says was 1 and 11 decided to run that route. Like 1 and 11 did their thing. They like so it's not an audible. Like it's really a semantics game. The play that if Jalen and AJ didn't see anything and just ran the play that was called. It wouldn't. I don't believe it would have been a deep route. It would not have been a deep route. But based off of what they saw, they went with that. So I would not refer. I would not consider that an audible or going rogue. I would consider that playing the play based off the defense that they saw.
Yes.
And so I think when Devontae says that, he says that's what they were doing.
Okay. Well, I actually like Tanner's explanation last night a little better, which kind of leads itself into what you're saying, which is the defensive back was playing the coverage a certain way. So they go up there. If he's playing inside, then that kind of, which meaning he's taking away the slant from you.
You do that.
You run the go route there because that's where he's giving you the free release to. If he's playing you outside stack, he's giving you sort of that inside release. That's where you take the slant. 4th and 6, most defensive backs should be protecting the inside because that's an easier throw to make on 4th and 6. The tougher throw to make is deep. So if you're telling me that was a check with me at the line of scrimmage,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
That type of thing. I buy that.
Yeah.
I buy that. It was a pass play called on 4th down.
Right. Yeah.
And the route was sort of an option route.
They were going for it and they were throwing the ball.
They were throwing it. Yes. That was clear. Right. I agree with you there.
Yeah. Here is the tense back and forth with.
You needed a better throw, honestly. A little bit better throw.
If it was a better throw, it's a touchdown.
He threw it on the outside.
But also,
AJ could have fought for
it. If you fight for it, you may get a PI.
Yeah. Agreed.
You may get a PI.
He could have ran into the defender.
Yeah.
Here is Nick and Jeff McClain. They're back and forth.
Can you square this up, though? Because there's been a couple players who have indicated that that it was a Jalen and AJ communication that led to that.
I knew exactly what the play was that we were calling, and that was run in that moment.
So they didn't check?
I knew exactly what the play was in that moment, what we called, and what was and what
they
happened.
I guess the greater issue is why in the first 59 minutes was AJ never targeted beyond.
Were we in a debate? Or is that
I think that's a fair question to ask.
What's the question?
But why wasn't AJ targeted beyond the first two drives and it took until that moment for you guys to throw to him deep?
Yeah, you know, again, games, if you look at the game and how the game went, you know, there's a lot of plays in that game that are going to him that for different reasons don't. For instance, Smitty's touchdown. That play is going to AJ. They took it away and he threw it over the top.
All right, so is that just Jeff or is that where Kempsky jumped in?
No, it's not.
I thought it was Kempsky at the middle there. It was Jeff beginning Tim McManus.
Okay, so Tim McManus asked the first question, then Jeff McClain.
Correct.
Okay.
Tim asked the first two questions, and I think that third one. Jeff jumps in about why he's not getting the ball.
All right, so there's another one, too. Oh, man. There's even more. Okay, we have to...
Can you
stay with us for Shady? Because, you know...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we'll hang through
we
Shady.
We think Shady's
coming. We got Shady coming. Come on, yeah. Shady's calling.
Yeah, Shady's calling. LeSean McCoy joins us next. Look, we can ask Shady about AJ. That'll be fun, too.
I'm sure we will.
Shady's actually got a gala for his foundation, which is coming up. It's actually in Los Angeles, but it's the night before Eagles-Chargers. So if you're going out to the game, you could go to this the night before. We'll talk about that with Shady next. Also, all of this, also with you. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
show to camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.